Det är roligt att vara här. Fantastiskt roligt att vara här.
It's great to be here.
Vi vill tacka för inbjudan, Pastor Mikael och församling.
We thank you that Pastor Mikael has invited us.
Och hälsningar från Ludvigsborg i Malmö.
And just greetings from Ludvigsborg.
Arbetet där går, arbetet, det låter fel, arbetet, verksamheten, församlingen går framåt.
And the work there is going forward in the church.
Vi har en jättefin tid i mitt jul. Julfester.
We had such a good time when we had a Christmas
party. Festa rejält.
We really had a party.
Nej, det gjorde vi inte. Men Pastor Arthur Nusanen var med oss.
Pastor Arthur Nusanen was there with us.
Vi predikade och vi hade möte på lördagen och så hade vi på söndagen i Malmö.
He preached to us and we had a meeting on Saturday and on Sunday.
Verkligen fin gudsman och hade en underbar tid.
He's really man of God, and we had such a great time.
Så samlingen där går framåt. Vi har väl 25 någonting, 20-25. Det är lite olika. Det är någon som är hemma och sover eller lite olika.
About 20-25 people.
Och sen Malmö är det väl 7-8, lite mer ibland. Det är som en ny start.
7 or 8 to come.
Så att det är mycket gärna för Malmö och Ludvigsborg.
So really pray for Malmö and Ludvigsborg.
Det behövs och det är väldigt exciting, väldigt det är väldigt exciting.
Spännande
att se vad Gud gör.
It's really exciting to see what
God is doing. För det är verkligen så att det är Gud som verkar i våra liv.
God is working in our lives.
Och det är Gud som reser folk.
And he's raising up people.
Och det är Gud som frälser och vi hade evangelisation i Hör.
And he's the one who saves.
Och Hör är ju ungefär centralt.
And we have soul winning in Hör, it's in the middle of Skåne.
Och det var 13 personer som var med på evangelisation.
We have 13 people coming up for soul winning. And Tuva was there.
Och det var 4 som blev frälsta, eller hur?
And 4 people got saved.
Och Tuva ledde Jesper till tro, en långhårig kille. Men i vilket fall, det är fantastiskt att se Gud. Gud, liksom, we don't despise, vad står det på svenska? We don't despise the day of small beginnings.
Vi pratar inte en dag med.
Så att vi kommer ha en liten mini-seminarium.
Jag begynner sen.
Vi kommer ha en mini-seminar mellan den 14 och 16 juli.
We'll have a mini-seminar the 14th to the 16th of June, July.
Ska Pastor komma.
And Pastor Shadow will be there.
Och jag uppmuntrar om ni har tid och möjlighet och pengar och, att besöka eller komma. Ni är mycket välkomna.
If it's possible for you, I encourage you to come.
Det kommer vara i Ludvigsborg.
It will be in Ludvigsborg.
Lilla Ludvigsborg, så att
a small
så mycket välkomna och planera semester och det är bara 3 dagar under helgen så det är ska jag säga på.
Plan your holidays just 3 days.
Och träffa folket där nere.
So that you will meet people down there.
Det är många nya. Är det någon som tittar på YouTube? Det är nästan alla här.
New people.
Vi har en liten YouTube-kanal med svenska flaggan eller?
We have a small YouTube channel with a Swedish flag.
Vi har lite olika YouTube-klipp där.
We have some.
Och de flesta gamla, men vi har ett nytt. Och det är lite song service och lite sådär.
We have some song service pictures of
films. Jag har upp några mer YouTube-klipp. Men bara så att ni kan se folket där och be folket.
And we'll upload some more films there, and just so that you can pray for people there.
Jag tänkte dela lite grann.
So I think I will share.
Vi går i second gear. Jag brukar faktiskt predika på svenska om det är möjligt där.
Yeah, I usually preach in Swedish if it's
possible. Så någon gång kommer ni få höra det.
So sometime you will hear that too.
Det är spännande. Det var en utmaning för att gå från engelska till svenska.
It was really a challenge to go from English.
Men jag ser
att
ni har besignat det beslutet, för ni känner ju mig att det var alltid, jag predikar alltid på engelska.
But I really see that God has blessed that decision. Because you know me. And you know that I always preach in English.
Okay, Lord Jesus.
Herre Jesus.
Again, wow, we thank you for the family of God.
Vi tackar dig återigen för Guds familj.
This amazing family here.
Den här otroliga familjen här.
And I grew up in this family.
Och jag växte upp i den här familjen.
That's why it's such a blessing to be here back.
Därför är det så stor välsignelse att vara tillbaka här.
With my beloved wife.
Min fantastiska fru.
And just really, I was almost weeping over there.
Jag satt nästan och grät där
förut. This song is so amazing.
Den här sången är så fantastisk.
How great is our God.
Så stor är vår Gud.
I mean, think of it. How great is our God.
Jag bara tänker på det. Hur stor är vår Gud? Så stor.
I just love the lyrics. I love the melody. It's an amazing song.
Ja, jag älskar texten och melodin. Det är så fantastiskt.
We sing it often in Ludwigsburg.
Vi sjunger den ofta i Ludwigsburg.
And there's such an anointing. It's just like wow.
Och det finns en sån smörjelse.
Because it lifts Jesus Christ up.
Du lyfter upp Jesus Kristus.
It lifts God up. It takes away the focus off ourselves, take the focus off the world, and just elevates the God of the universe, lifts the God of the universe.
Ta bort fokus från oss själva och bara upplyfta universums Gud.
And imagine the day sooner or later we would be up there, lifting Jesus, singing to Jesus Christ.
Kan bara tänka oss den dagen då vi förr eller senare.
And they're singing how great you are, how great is our God.
Så vi kommer att
sjunga. And you know, this is our confession.
Så stor är vår Gud och det är vår.
This is our confession. No matter what I go through in life, how great is my God.
Gå igenom i livet så.
And so I love that song. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, song, yeah.
Love to say honey. You love to say honey. I don't know, what do you say? No. Thank you, honey. Honey. I don't know how to say no. That's a beautiful name. So, okay, Father, we thank you so much. We pray, Lord.
Father, we thank you so much. We ber om dig igen.
What did we pray? I don't know.
I'm
going
to go.
We pray, Lord, bless these few thoughts.
Vi ber dig, Herre, ska vi sänga de här få tankarna.
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Vi ber i Jesu Kristi namn.
Amen. So I won't be that long.
Jag ska inte bli så långrandig.
And there's a few passages I want to share from.
Jag vill dela från några skriftställen.
Just to increase the font size here. And the main passage is from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, yeah.
Och huvudskriftstället är från Andra Krönikeboken 20.
Yeah. And I was thinking about how, so a thought for this morning is about the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Och tanken den här morgonen är Kristus fullbordade verk.
Because that's like the main, that's the message we have. That's the message we believe, and that's the message of the cross.
För det är budskapet vi har, det är korsets budskap.
And I think how I had just a thought early this morning.
Och jag hade en tanke nu på morgonen.
We usually say that early this morning I was praying.
Att vi säger ofta att jag bad tidigt på morgonen.
I was praying early this morning to sound spiritual.
Klockan åtta i morse så
bad jag. This was 6 o'clock. But how well we walk. After we get saved.
Men hur väl vi vandrar efter att vi har blivit frälsta.
Depends on how well we sit and rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Hur väl vi sitter och vilar i Kristi fullbordade
verk. And we heard a little bit earlier about resting, I think.
Vi hörde lite tidigare om att vila.
And I was thinking about 2 Chronicles 20, if we can turn there. And this was not a good situation.
Det var inte en bra situation.
Judah was surrounded.
Och Judah var omgivet.
And by three different enemies, not very good, very bad.
Av tre olika fiender, så det var inte så bra.
And so they were surrounded, and Jehoshaphat sought. He went to God. He went to the Lord.
Okay.
You imagine you are with your people.
Han bad.
You are with your people.
Du är med ditt folk.
And there are three enemies there to consume you, to kill you, to destroy you.
Och det är tre fiender där som
and this is not a good situation.
Så situationen är inte bra.
Not speak so loud. This is not a good situation.
Det var ingen bra situation.
And you would, one would panic.
Och man kunde ha med
and even as a Christian, one would be very concerned.
Och som kristen skulle man
vara mycket bekymrad. You know, what am I to do then? And what am I to do? How can we solve this? Should we run away?
Ska jag göra? Hur kan vi lösa det?
Should I run away from my situation?
Ska jag fly ur situationen?
But let's turn there and I will continue to share.
Men låt oss vända den här skriftstället.
So that was introduction to the first. We will not read the whole chapter. But there was a situation. Three enemies were surrounding them to destroy them, to consume them.
Situationen var så att tre fiender var. Hade omringat dem och skulle förgöra dem.
I love it, verse 1 here.
Jag älskar vad det står i vers 1 här.
And Jehoshaphat was afraid, yes. He was concerned.
Jehoshaphat var rädd.
And or is it, this is, yeah, verse 1. Verse 4, verse 3 and a half.
Verse 3 and a half.
Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord. So the attention was wrong. The focus was wrong, but he turned his attention to seek the Lord.
Då blev Jehoshaphat förskräckt.
And proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. So Judah gathered together to seek help from the Lord. They even came from all the cities of Judah to seek the Lord. That's amazing.
Han vände sin håg till att söka Herren, och han lät bysa ut en fasta över hela Judah.
And then we continue to verse 12. I mean, they edified themselves.
Vi fortsätter vers 12.
They went to God.
Och de gick till Gud.
And there was a situation.
Och det här, de var
and they encouraged themselves and reminded. Isn't that what we do? We remind ourselves of the truth, of the word of God.
Det vi gör är att vi påminner oss själva om sanningen, Guds ord.
Yeah, we remind ourselves of the word of God.
Vi påminner oss själva om Guds ord.
And of truth and how God has delivered. God has protected us.
Om sanningen att Gud har beskyddat oss.
And how, and that's why I think it's so important to write down when we pray, write down the prayer requests, and then later write down when God answers.
Och därför tycker jag det är så viktigt att när vi ber så är det viktigt att vi skriver ner våra böneämnen och så.
And we know the faithfulness of God, but sometimes we forget what God has done.
Ibland glömmer vi vad Gud har gjort.
What God has done in our lives.
Vad Gud har gjort i våra liv.
It's good to remind ourselves.
Det är bra att påminna sig.
About the faithfulness of God.
Om att Gud är trofast.
About the power of God.
Om Guds kraft.
About when God is healed, when God is delivered, when God has when God has saved somebody, it's good to remind ourselves when we're in a situation when there's maybe we want to feel sorry for ourselves. But in verse 12, and I love this confession. It's not a good confession, but it could be a bad confession, but it's also a good confession. For we are powerless before this great multitude.
Så vi förmår ingenting mot denna stora skara som kommer emot oss.
We are powerless. We are without power.
Vi förmår ingenting.
Without power here before.
Vi har ingen kraft.
And we're without power. We are without power before this great multitude.
Vi förmår ingenting mot denna stora skara.
And sometimes we are without power.
Vi ibland är
ingen kraft. And this is exactly where God wants us.
Och det är precis där Gud vill att jag ska vara.
God wants me to be without power.
Gud vill att jag inte ska ha kraft.
But I don't have the strength to go through this.
Men
God says, yes, this is exactly where I want
to. Gå igenom det här. Men Gud
why does God bring this circumstances and situations in my life?
Gud in omständigheter i livet?
To teach me something, to get me to commune. To have fellowship with us, and nor do we know what to do. Number two here.
Vi vet inte vad vi ska göra heller.
But I like this but. But our eyes are on you. Eyes are could be on myself, but our eyes are on you. And then I will share a few more verses and then preach a little bit. So they have, here we read verse 13, they were standing before God, they had their children, their wives, their infants. And then verse 14 here. Then in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mataniah, the Levite of the sons of Asaph. And he said, listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat.
Då kom den Herrens ande mitt i församlingen över Jahaziel, son till Zakaria, son till Benaja, son till Jekiel, son till Matania, en levit av Asafs söner. Han sa, ge akt på detta, alla ni av Juda och ni Jerusalems invånare, och du, kung Jehoshaphat.
Do not fear. Do not fear or be dismayed. Do not be afraid or be dismayed or discouraged. For this great, again, here we have the phrase great multitude. rich.
Denna stora skara.
Because the battle is not yours, but whose?
För striden är inte er utan Herrens.
Herrens. It's God's battle.
Det är Guds strid.
And in our lives,
i våra liv,
we do have so-called battles. So we do have our trials.
Så kämpar vi med saker.
Vi kämpar. That's a good word. But we need not do that.
Men vi behöver inte göra det.
We try. I think God is, but he's not interested in my situation. He is, but he is not.
Gud är inte intresserad av min situation samtidigt som
jag är. But I think God is more interested in me than the situation that I'm going through.
Han är mer intresserad av mig än den situation jag går igenom.
God helps my situation.
Gud hjälper mig
med situationen. God cares, God loves.
Gud bryr sig om, han älskar.
But he's more interested in ministering to me.
Men han är mer intresserad av att
because of John chapter 15, he is our source.
Han är vår källa.
And we draw our life from him.
Han är källan som vi drar
livet ifrån. When there's the right focus.
Och när du har rätt fokus.
I just like a camera, where there's the right focus, you will have a clear picture.
Och det är som en kamera när man har rätt fokus. Så
and so I focus on God, I focus on receiving from him in my life.
Så att jag fokuserar på Gud och höra från honom i mitt liv.
Every day of my life.
I varje dag.
In my trials, my circumstances, in and the
difficulties.
I focus on him.
Så fokuserar jag på honom.
And somehow God then says, I will arrange, I will do something.
Och Gud säger, jag ska göra något här.
And it's a miracle.
Och det är ett mirakel.
But sometimes we do, our minds do, we look at the great multitude.
Men ibland så ser vi på de stora skarorna.
And the multitude is great. The devil says the multitude is great.
Och djävulen säger att skarorna är jättestora.
Have a panic attack.
Om man råkar i panik.
And the multitude is great.
Och skarorna är jättestora.
But God.
Men Gud.
Is. It's greater, yes. Större. But God is greater.
Min Gud är större.
And gives greater grace.
Han ger oss större nåd i situationen.
It's an amazing God we have.
Vi har så fantastisk.
So we need not worry. We need not fret. We need not try to find a solution.
Vi behöver inte finna en lösning.
But sometimes it happens.
Men ibland händer det.
And we are concerned with our finances, yes.
Och vi är bekymrade över vår ekonomi.
And our relationship.
Och våra relationer.
And our children in school.
Och våra barn i skolan.
That's another story.
Men en annan historia.
But that's another day.
En annan dag.
I have many. I didn't say that yesterday. Right? Mm-hmm. I had a good conversation with the principal of a kid's school.
Jag hade ett bra samtal med rektorn för vår skola.
I'm a peaceful person.
I varje fall så är jag en fredlig person.
Goodness, it's a former Christian school. It is a Christian school, but not there's not much of
Christianity
there. So I had a good talk with him.
So jag pratade.
And I went, did I go too far?
Med honom.
Did I? And I we pray a lot because the situation in Malmö is not good.
Vi ber mycket för situationen i Malmö.
But did I go too far?
Men gick jag för långt?
And it's easy to be concerned about the children. We all have children. Most of us.
Och det är lätt att oroa sig för barnen.
Some people do not have children.
Inte
but you were concerned and you love the children.
Men man älskar barnen.
And you were concerned about their future.
Man bryr sig om deras framtid.
But as parents, we pray. We pray and we believe
in
and
we get to ber vi och lämnar över våra barn till Gud.
So we are not so worried.
Så vi är inte så oroliga.
We are concerned.
Vi är bekymrade.
But the great multitude is just a great multitude.
Men de stora skarorna är bara stora skaror.
He's not such a multitude. The great multitude in the eyes of God is not great. And actually, it's nothing. But I choose as a believer how I will see the great multitude. Well, I recognize it as a great. Is it a great multitude in my life? Will I see it as a great multitude?
Ser jag det som det?
Or will I commune with God and see God can take care of this?
Eller kommunicerar jag med Gud och säger
att han kan ta hand om det? And of course God can take care of it. If God can create the universe, I think my great multitude is actually nothing to him.
Ser de stora skalorna ingenting
för honom? So let's continue here.
Men låt oss fortsätta här.
So we read that the battle is not yours, the battle is not mine.
Så vi läste att striden inte är min.
But it's the Lord.
Jag
love that. Because we have a great God.
Ja, en stor Gud.
Okay, so verse... But just imagine that they hear this promise, they hear this. Great multitude. And then that the battle is God's. And what would that do to the perfect people? They hear this promise from Almighty God that I will protect you, I will do it, I will take care of it. And they received a promise. And I love that. That's why we hear the word of God and we receive a promise. And we go to the word of God in our lives. And there's promise, and there's promise, and there's promise. There's a guarantee that He is with us. And the psalmist said that, for I know one thing. Is that God. God is for me. He is not against
me.
I know, he said, it was David, wasn't that much? It was David, yeah. For I know one thing, that God is for me. That's something we remind ourselves, the truth, the word of God. That he is always with me. And whatever happens, God is with me. He's not for the sin, but he is with me. He's
for me.
Because I'm his child. I am the child of God. I'm the son of God. I'm the daughter of God. Okay. So there is, God gives a promise here. There is a promise. And there, you know, so we never have, you know, sometimes people say, that the life is a struggle. I'm hanging in there. What do you mean hanging in what? You know, no, we don't have to hang in there. Commune with Jesus Christ. Get on your knees in the prayer closet and have fellowship, have relationship with Jesus. And then you will see the things will fade away. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his
wonderful face.
And the things of earth will grow in the light of
glory
and
grace.
Old song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. It's a nice song. I like that song. I sing in the bathroom. No, but think about the words.
And think about the text.
Think about the truth. I love the Bible.
Think something, and I love
the Bible. And you know, as we study the Bible, we read the verse after verse. You know, go dissect. When you started the word, the dissect. Don't read the Hebrew. Just go. This is like, I have treasured the words of His mouth. More than my necessary.
Food.
More than my necessary food. And it really, because the Word of God is my primary nourishment.
Guds ord är där jag får näringen först och främst.
Am I too loud? Is the microphone? Is it scratching? Okay, I'm getting insecure here. All right, so okay, verse 16.
So you have 16.
Go down against them. Did I really? Yes, we read that. Yeah. No. Tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Jews, and you will find them at the end of the valley, in front of the wilderness of Jeruel.
Dra imorgon ner mot dem. De drar dörr på Hassis höjden. Och ni ska träffa dem i slutet av dagen fram till Jeruels öken.
So go out and face them.
Så ge er iväg och
God gives a promise.
Möt dem.
Not just as God gave us a promise, He gives us promises from the Word.
Han ger oss löften från ordet.
But He also wants us to see the fulfillment of the promise.
Men han vill också att vi ska se de här löften uppfyllda.
Behold the salvation of the Lord.
Se Herrens frälsning.
You know, focus on it. See that I am your God. I am faithful God.
Att jag är er Gud.
Tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they will come up, as we read. And again, you need not fight this battle, verse 17, but stand and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. So there's a repetition. I'm jumping from within chapter, verse 16, verse 17.
Okay.
But do not fear and be dismayed. Tomorrow go out and face them. The end of verse 17.
That's right. Dra imorgon ut mot dem och Herren ska vara med dig.
And then what happened after that? So they, God says that go out and face them.
Gud säger att gå ut mot dem.
For the Lord is with you.
Herren är med er.
So God had told them that the battle is His.
Så Herren har sagt att striden till honom.
But he only wanted them to do one thing, is to behold what he was going to do.
Och det enda han ville att de skulle göra var att se
vad
han skulle
göra. This is faith rest. And what happened during the night? So they received the promise, and during the night, what did they do during the night? They were singing, they were praising God. In verse 19, they were singing, they praised God in a loud voice.
De prisade Gud högt.
This is amazing.
Det är fantastiskt.
The enemies are still there. They are out there. They're going to consume them. Going to devour them.
De ska förtära dem, förgöra dem.
Men
vi har ju barnen här.
Oh, what are we going to do? I don't want to die.
That's what
we
do.
No, they receive a promise. And then they're singing. They're having a song service at night.
Och de har en musik och tjänst på kvällen.
And it's going to be exciting tomorrow.
Det är spännande.
Tomorrow is going to be an amazing thing tomorrow. Let's have a... Don't let the children watch this, you know. Don't let the children watch this battle. But they're rejoicing.
De fröjde sig. De glädjer sig.
They're rejoicing.
Okay,
they have an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And when we hear a promise, when we get a promise from God, we rest and we have an expectation.
När vi får ett löfte från Gud så vilar vi och har en förväntan.
When we get a promise from God,
och när vi har från
the burden is off our shoulders.
Så lyfts bördan från
we rest, there's a rest.
Och vi vilar.
And then, okay, I have an expectation from God.
Ja, jag har en förväntan.
That's like church service. I'm coming to hear the word of God, and I have my expectation is from the Lord.
Och jag kommer att höra att lyssna på Guds ord och
I come and I sit.
Från Herren.
I come and I sit. I have an expectation. And that's like
Pastor Michael. Sitter ni och har en förväntan?
When I come to church.
Jag kommer till kyrkan.
I have an expectation.
Så har jag
that when I leave the church service, I will not be the same.
Och att när jag går därifrån kommer
jag
att
vara den samma. That's a reference point. That's what how we think.
Och den attityd vi har och hur vi tänker.
Every time we hear the word, I will not be the same.
Varje gång som vi inte kommer
den samma längre. You have all met Afra.
Ni har alla träffat Afra.
And she is not the same today. She was. She received Christ February.
Oh, we did the same idea.
Almost a year ago.
February.
And I see she's actually living with us part time.
Hon lever. Hon bor med oss.
Hon lever fortfarande. She's alive in it sometimes. So she lives with us part time, and we have wraps with her. We invest in her.
Och vi pratar med henne och investerar i henne.
And she loves Grady Grace. She loves the church.
This is her family. Församlingen, kyrkan.
And so she comes all the time. And you should see her evangelize.
A young
former Muslim. I mean, she evangelizes. She has that. She's bold.
Hon är frimodig.
And she says, I am a Christian. I am not a Muslim anymore.
Hon säger, jag är kristen.
I am a Christian. And it's so good to hear that.
Och det är så härligt att höra det.
I'm a Christian.
Jag är kristen.
You are my pastor. This is my church. This is church. The word church.
Ordet kyrka.
And I see a change in her life.
Jag ser en förändring i hennes liv.
And she's hungry. We have her wrapped at home. Because when you live... And the reason, one of the reasons, not just because she was homeless. But I was thinking, I don't know if she will be sent back. I didn't know if she would be sent back. So I thought, let's have her live with us so we have time to invest.
And
the questions she has, the humility she has. So she is not the same. And we are actually not the same as we were a year ago. And Lars, some of you met Lars. He's not the same. He's he's starting to pray in the meeting.
Yeah,
met Lars. And you know Lars is very timid and shy.
Han har börjat be på mötena. Känner honom, han är så blyg.
But he's starting to pray.
Men han har börjat be.
And you know Stefan Salin, he's starting to share.
And Stefan Salin has.
God is doing a work in people's lives.
Han börjat att.
And he's doing a work in our life.
Gud gör ett liv i våra liv.
And we are not the same. Today when Judy and I go back to Malmö, we will not be the same.
Idag när jag åker tillbaka till Malmö,
we will not be the same as when we came.
När vi kom.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so they heard a promise.
Så de fick ett löfte.
And in verse 21.
Sen i vers 21.
So in verse 20. So they're celebrating, they're rejoicing, they're singing. Verse 20, they rose early in the morning. So they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God and you will be established."
Men tidigt följande morgon drog de ut till Tekoas öken. Och när de drog ut trädde Josef fram och sa: "Hör mig, ni av Juda, ni Jerusalems invånare. Tro på Herren, er Gud, så ska ni ha ro. Och tro på hans profeter, så ska ni ha framgång."
Sorry. Established.
Ska ha framgång.
In the Hebrew is aman. I don't know how it is in other.
Aman på hebreiska.
And this means to stand firm.
Och det här betyder att stå
fast. Firm like a pillar.
Man står som en pelare.
Immovable.
Att man inte rör sig.
So listen to me, put your trust in the Lord your God and you will be immovable.
Lita på Herren så kommer jag.
We have an immovable faith or unshakable faith.
Vi har en orubblig tro.
We have an immovable God.
Vi har en orubblig Gud.
So I love when we lift up God.
Jag älskar när vi lyfter upp Gud.
Because when we lift up God,
när vi lyfter upp Gud,
we lift up a higher authority.
Så upphöjer vi en högre auktoritet.
And it really gets us, when I get to know God, I think I mentioned sometime, when we get to know who he is,
när vi lär känna vem han är,
who he is,
vem han är,
then we will get to know who we are in the new creation.
Så kommer vi lära känna vilka vi är i den nya skapelsen.
And we edify ourselves. Well, I get to know God.
Och vi upphöjer.
I see his faithfulness.
And
I have a right understanding of who he is. And his mindset towards, after all, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Yes? Then why would God be against me today when
Jesus Christ
came? If God so loved the world,
he
still loves me. But God doesn't love me anymore. I don't feel the love of God. But God so loved what?
Nej,
wicked sinners.
Sinners.
But God so loved.
Syndarna så mycket.
And for God so loves me today.
Och Gud älskar mig så mycket.
God hasn't changed.
Gud har förändrats.
And for God so has a plan for the future.
Men Gud har en plan.
Jeremiah 29:11. He has a future. It doesn't matter if we're getting gray, having gray hair. The older we get, the better future we have.
Ju äldre vi blir, desto bättre.
Maybe now when we have a rollator or, you know, we have a hearing aid. Hearing aids are good. You can turn off the gossip.
Ja, det är bra med hörapparaterna.
Turn it on when somebody preaches the word of God.
Eller när någon predikar.
Yeah, it would be good to have a hearing aid.
Det är bra att hörapparater.
Probably I will. 40 years from now.
Om 40 år så.
But anyway, we have a great future.
Vi har en bra framtid.
And life gets better day by day. This sounds like This, I think we need to learn to encourage ourselves. Joshua needed to be encouraged, be strong and courageous. God, Joshua needed to be encouraged. In his life and his call. And we as born again Christians, we as the family of God need to be encouraged. And you know, we need to have the right understanding of who God is. We don't play with sin, but we know God is there to love and restore.
Vi syndar inte, men vi vet att Gud är där för att upprätta.
And unfortunately, in some ministries, but there's a lot of teaching out there.
Det finns mycket undervisning.
That unfortunately,
som tyvärr,
especially those who lived in the former Soviet Union can kind of see that.
Och de som har bott i Sovjet en gång kan se det.
And how people become saved. They get saved.
Och människor blir frälsta.
And then they get saved into bondage. Saved into fear.
Blir de frälsta till någon sorts
fear of losing their salvation.
Slaveri under det.
Fear that God is against it because they have failed.
Gud är emot dem för att de har misslyckats.
And sometimes I think this person is worse off now than they were before.
Ibland har de en värre situation efter att de har frälsta än före.
And there's so much false teaching and I get so angry.
Det finns så mycket falsk undervisning.
That's why I love the grace teaching. Because the grace teaching is so liberating. It is so liberating. But there's so much teaching on legalism. You know, you have the greatest pastor, the greatest teaching, but there's so much garbage, basura out there. And I call you, I don't mind calling you basura. You've been to Spain now. But there's so much basura out there.
Så mycket skräp.
Because there is the true gospel of grace and everything else is false.
Eller är det sant?
Grace plus a tiny bit is a false gospel. It is another gospel.
Nåd plus lite grann är ett falskt evangelium.
Just to interpret, I don't believe it's interpretation.
Jag tror inte att det är en tolkning.
We believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Vi tror på Jesu Kristi fullbordade
verk. Whatever you say in Spanish, that's Italian now. We go to Spanish to Italian. But we believe in the finished work.
Men vi tror på det fullbordade verket.
This is why Jesus Christ. Okay, so
Jesus Christ is called.
In verse we'll soon finish here. So they were excited.
So de var entusiastiska.
That's a nice word. And then what happened? This a miracle happened.
Och så hände ett mirakel.
A promise.
Ett löfte.
Faith rest.
De hade rejoicing. Vila, de
expectation.
Glad to say it.
Promise.
Hade förväntan.
Faith rest.
Löfte.
Expectation, rejoicing expectation.
And
we rejoice. When is faith rest? Faith rest causes rejoicing.
Trosvila leder till att vi.
So they rose early, as we mentioned.
Så var tidigt.
Give thanks to the Lord in the second part of verse 22. They began singing and praising. Isn't that amazing? When they began singing and praising.
Och det är intressant att när de
började sjunga. When they started, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir.
Lät Herren ett angrepp ske bakifrån på Ammons barn och Moab.
And we know the story.
Och vi känner historien.
That they started fighting each other instead of the people.
Att de började strida med varandra.
So the enemy started to fight each other.
God said, listen to this.
What does it say here?
Vad står det här?
The Lord set ambushes.
Att det var Herren som.
The Lord set.
Lät angrepp.
Do not fear, do not be dismayed. For the Lord. Battle is the Lord. It's the Lord, it's the Lord, it's the Lord.
Striden tillhör Herren.
And the Lord said, God, I will show you something.
Herren sa att jag ska visa.
I will show my love towards you, my chosen. I will show my love towards you.
Älskar er.
I will set ambushes.
Och jag kommer att låta.
And I have a few more thoughts here. And so they devoured each other. They actually came to devour them, but they devoured each other.
No.
Not good for them.
Not bra för dem.
But so they. I like this in verse 23. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another.
Oh, jag gillar här i vers 23 att när de hade gjort slut på folket från Seir.
Okay, we're done with you. Let's destroy each other. You kill me, I kill you. kill whatever, you know, they destroyed each other.
De gjorde varandra.
And when Judah came in verse 24 to the lookout of the wilderness, they looked towards the multitude, and behold, there were corpses lying on the ground, and no one had escaped.
Men sedan Judas män kom upp på höjden, varifrån man kunde se ut över öknen och vände sig mot fiendernas skara, fick de se dessa ligga döda på jorden, och ingen hade undkommit.
When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoil, they found much among them, including goods, garments, and valuable things which they took for themselves, more than they could carry. And there were 3 days of them taking the spoil because there was so much.
Och när Josafat gav sig dit med sitt folk för att plundra och ta byte från dem, fann de där en mängd gods och döda kroppar och dyrbara ting. Och de tog för sig så mycket att de inte kunde bära det. Och de fortsatte plundringen i 3 dagar, så stort var bytet.
Not only did God take care of the situation.
Så Gud tog inte bara hand om situationen.
I also want to bless them in another way.
Mm.
They received the spoil. Of course, this was customary in war anyway, but they received the spoil. And we have, in my mind, it's a spiritual spoil. It's a spiritual blessing when you're fellowshipping with God. When God solves the situation, when He's doing His work, and there's fellowship with Him, and just like in Psalm 23, Thou preparest a table in front of my enemies. And that table is fellowship, that is doctrine, that is the Word. And God does that in my life. And it's so, what I'm trying to point out here is, in my life,
och det jag försöker peka på här är
I go to God for everything.
Så går jag till Gud.
And there's peace and there's rest. And I will come to that last point here.
Och vi kommer till sista punkten här.
And verse 27.
I vers 27.
Click here. In verse 30. So the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God gave him rest on all sides.
Jehoshaphats rike hade nu ro, ty hans Gud gav honom för lugn på alla håll.
God gave him rest on all sides. So you see the progression here.
Så vi ser utvecklingen här.
You see the progression.
Vi ser utvecklingen.
That's why I love the song. How great is our God.
Ja, jag älskar den här sången.
How great is our God. When his blessings, what are his blessings? His blessings are on the inside. That is what what God is concerned with. His faith rest, receiving Zephaniah 3:17, that we rest in his love. God rests in his love, we rest in his love. It's the inner life, the inner life of the believer. The inner prayer closet life, communion with God. That's where I meet God. God can solve my situation, but maybe I don't meet God in that. It's Mary and Martha principle, right? Mary said, I chai and coffee and I want to receive from Jesus from the Master. I want to receive here first.
Maria sa att jag vill bara ta emot ifrån Herren först.
And then we can have some chai. We can
sen
have
some kan tea.
And but Martha had another. It wasn't bad, but she just didn't really get it.
Martha had en annan inställning. Det var inte dåligt, men hon förstod.
She had a heart to serve.
But
service comes from communion.
Men att tjäna kommer från att ha
fellowship with God first.
Number
one. Fellowship with God first, and then service. So just a few words here. We heard here, be still.
So we heard here that we should be still.
And then go down again. So go down.
Och gå ner.
And stand and see.
Och så stå och se.
We are still. We are still.
Vi är stilla.
Be still.
Och stilla.
And another favorite verse of mine is 46:10 of Psalms. And some of you, many of you know that verse.
En annan favoritvers jag har i Psalterna 46:10.
Here, where's it go?
Be still and know that I am God.
Be still. Fret and not know that I am God. No. Be still and know that I am God. And there's many more things I could say, but I don't know how long, but I think we're running out of time. So. Yeah, that's enough. Is that enough? Yeah, that's enough. But, you had a good testimony there. I can give a testimony later, but.
Okay, if we can spoil soon.
But yeah, so there's some thoughts. I like the progression here, like I mentioned.
And you like progression.
The focus is God.
You the focus.
And if I mention some, but sometimes the focus, we kind of lose the focus.
Ibland förlorar
vi focus. We auto focus, manual focus. When the auto focus doesn't work, we go to manual.
Aha, när auto focus inte funkar, så går vi till det manuella.
Those of you who are photographers will have a.
Om du är fotografer.
Focus doesn't. I took a picture of Pastor Michael before. He wasn't in focus.
Jag tog en bild av Pastor Michael, men när jag var suddig så funkade det inte.
Men
fru visade hur man fokuserar.
Sometimes I'm not in focus. I'm not
fokuserad.
I'm not focused either. I don't know how to focus. Okay, anyway, Father, thank you so much for thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you for your trofasthet.
Thank you that I can sit.
Thank you that I can sit.
Don't have to stand.
I
have
to stå.
Sit.
Sitta.
And then stand. Sit. Sen sit stå. In fellowship.
Sitta i gemenskap.
Sit and be taught.
Sitta på undervisning.
And then stand.
Och sen stå.
And be whole.
Och se.
Be whole.
Och se.
Exciting life we have.
Vi har så spännande liv här.
Powerful life.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Lord, that, and actually, we really do thank you, Lord, that you are more concerned with the inner man. Because though the outer man perish, it will perish. But you are more concerned with that we get to know your character, the nature, who you are. Help us, Lord, to really have that focus. And we sometimes feel that we are our minds lose focus. Because of despair or whatever, because of situations. And even if that happens, you're still there to bring us back. Thank you for grace. And continue to bless you, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.